Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 113 for Friday, October 21st. I'm Jade Marcus. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were 70 cents weaker to $3 per ton stronger in early activity on Friday. The November contract was down 70 cents at $501 a ton. The market was mostly stronger, underpinned by losses in the Canadian dollar against its U.S. counterpart Friday morning. A weaker loonie makes canola more appealing to international buyers. A stronger technical bias added to the advances. However, ideas that harvest weather in Western Canada will improve into the weekend capped gains. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans and corn gained while wheat declined. Soybeans were 2 to 6 cents per bushel higher on Friday, with the November contract at $9.81. Soybeans gained with spillover strength from the soy meal and soy oil markets. Strong demand reflected in weekly United States Department of Agriculture data also propped up prices. But the market is starting to shift its attention to South American seeding progress, which limited the upside. Gains in the U.S. dollar also put a lid on advances. Corn prices were about 1 cent per bushel stronger in early activity, with the December contract at $3.52. Corn was slightly higher with spillover strength from the soybean market. A slower-than-normal French harvest also underpinned prices. However, a stronger U.S. dollar and weaker crude oil futures limited gains on Friday. For wheat, prices were down 1 to 2 cents per bushel with the Chicago December contract at $4.16. Wheat was weaker in early activity on Friday as high stockpiles of Russian wheat and an advancing greenback pressured the market. However, strong demand for U.S. wheat limited losses. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, October 21st. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.